Does the government offer funding, funding assistance to manufacture this type of product?
Some of the areas I understand that they do. Department of Defense has grant money available for research and development of new products that could be beneficial to the DOD, and that's also an avenue that a lot of companies are here looking at.
That's an understatement, as this participant in Senator Gordon Smith's Defense Procurement Fair last January well knows. Money for research and development is the holy grail of local businesses cashing in on Oregon's war boom. In fiscal year 2006, U.S. Representative Darlene Hooley won $13.9 million in research and development contracts from the Department of Defense for just two Oregon corporations. But Senators Ron Wyden and Gordon Smith were even more productive. They joined forces to bring home almost $70 million worth of defense contracts for nanotechnology research around the state. There's more. Two Department of Defense groups, Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer, also provide direct subsidies to companies and entrepreneurs developing defense technology. In 2005, the Innovation Research Agency spent more than $1 billion nationwide, while the Technology Transfer Agency spent $124 million. Is this money well spent? Peter Brugel of Oregon Peaceworks says no.
Every study that I've ever heard of has shown that if you take a certain amount of government spending, say $50 billion, and spend it on the military, it will create fewer jobs than if you spent that $50 billion on anything else in the economy.
Tom Hartung of the World Policy Institute in New York.
There's short-term thinking involved. There may be $1 million here, $10 million there, but it's going to come at the expense of cuts in all kinds of other programs down the road. Already we've seen there's going to be across-the-board cuts in the federal budget, and yet the Pentagon's only being cut 1%, and they're just going to take that money out of some emergency appropriation that they're going to ask for, you know, $50 or $100 billion for the war in Iraq. They'll just make good on whatever small cuts that they have. And no other part of the budget has that option of just saying, oh, it's an emergency in education, it's an emergency in health care, you know, give us a bunch of money in the middle of the year to make up for unmet needs.
Aside from stealing resources away from other needs, the Defense Department has another unfortunate side effect, pollution, as KBOO's Stephanie Potter discusses with Tom Hartung.
Well, depending what is produced, military firms can be among the worst polluters of any industry. And the Pentagon and the military itself is probably the biggest polluter of any institution in the country. So if you look at military bases, if you look at military companies, the possibilities of substantial pollution and degradation of the local environment is very high. There's a high possibility that that would happen.
Because there's not the same checks and safeguards.
Well, in many cases, military facilities aren't subject to the same standards of occupational safety and health and inspections by the Environmental Protection Agency. A lot of times the Pentagon sort of forecloses that and sort of handles it more or less on its own, which means we really don't have accountability about what's going on inside those factories.
Meanwhile, communities, groups, and organizations are coming out of the woodwork to compete for those research and development contracts. By any means necessary, as KBOO reporter Rabia Yeaman found at the Defense Contracting Fair.
My name is Ron Moat, and I am with the Northwest American Indian Development PTAC out of Seattle, Washington.
And why are you here today?
We actually help Native American-owned companies work with government contracting. So if they're interested in selling their products or services to a government agency, we'll help match them up with an agency that best fits them.
And can you give me some examples of Native American-owned businesses?
Actually, we have several here. We've got Native American Technology Corporation, and we actually presented them with an award, and they're an Oregon-based company.
And are they already contracting with the government?
Yes, they are.
And what type of product are they offering?
I want to say, I'm actually not sure on them exactly what they, I'm actually new with the organization, so.
And are you yourself Native American?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
Tomorrow on part 5 of this series, Solutions. For KBOO News, Rabia Yeaman, Stephanie Potter, Martha Odom, and Lisa Loving reporting.